Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shmir Salashim class learning. We are learning the Zeichen Nishmason, the Yidui Nishmaso, Tzvi Gersh, and Alav Hashem, Ben Yoav Vachana. May the Neshama have an Ali in the Tzchus of the Torah we will share this morning. Also, the Tzchus Ali and Neshama for Zev Wolf, Ben Yishai, Alav Hashem. His Neshama have an Ali in the Tzchus of the Torah we will share. And also, with your gracious permission, Tzchus continued Besoros Tovus and Refuah for Berach Abigail, Basracha Gita. Also, I want to make mention, I'm sure you saw that there was a terror attack yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, a shooting attack near the Kotel. Hamas terrorist opened fire with a submachine gun, and I believe four were injured and one was killed. So the one who was killed was Eli Kay, who was 26 years old. He was an Ola from South Africa. He was engaged to be married, and he worked at the Kotel tunnel tours, and he was on his way to work. When he was murdered, his parents have just recently made Aliyah to be with the family, the children who had made Aliyah, Shamim Kamdamo. And we daven at this time of Hanukkah that's coming up. You remember the enemies that come in all stripes and shapes and sorts who want to destroy us physically, spiritually. So Hashem should really give the Rabim Biad Ma'atim and the Tmeim Biad Tahorim and the Rasha'im Biad Tzadikim. Immediately and in our days. We will begin with the Tfiyah Al-Hadibur, please. Ribbono Shel Olam, Yehi Ratzon V'fanecha, Arachum V'chanin, Shetezekeni Hayom V'chol Yom, Lishmer Pi U'Lishani Milashen Har Rechilas, Rezarm L'Dabar Afila Al Ish Yachid, V'kol Shekein HaKal Yisrael, O'Chelek Mehem, V'kol Shekein Mishraim Amidosef Shal Kosh Baruch Hu, Rezarm L'Dabar Divrei Sheker, Chanufa Mechokes Kaas Gaiva, O'Na Astvarim, Albanas panim leitzonas v'chaldiber aser v'zakeni shilo ledaber kim daber hatzurich li'inyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yukam asai v'diburai l'shem shamayim amin. So I actually just want to begin sort of an introduction to the class with any... Oh my gosh, I forgot to make sure everyone's muted. Sorry. Okay. I want to begin an introduction to the class by quoting an email that Rabbi Bender sent out last week. And my son actually told me that his shmooze, Rabbi Bender gives a shmooze to the Masifta Brachim every week, and his shmooze was all about this, related to the Beis HaLevi on the Parsha. So I learned through the Beis HaLevi, it was very powerful. I'm not going to take the time to go through the whole thing there because it's not really a focus of Shmir Salashan, but the Beis HaLevi speaks about HaYakov Avinu. It's the Beis HaLevi to Parshas Vayishlach. The Beis HaLevi speaks very powerfully about how Yaakov was afraid of two things about Esav. So my son gave me his shmooze notes. So first I read the shmooze, Rabbi Bender, and then I went to learn through the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi speaks about that Yaakov was afraid of Esav. He was afraid that he would treat him like Esav HaRasha, come to kill him, like yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, Rechman HaLitzan. And he was afraid of Esav, his brother, who would come to be like a brother. Yaakov didn't want anything from Esav. He didn't want him to come kill him physically, and he didn't want spiritually to be connected to him in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi says, and this is really interesting, I chose one paragraph just to tell you from this, it's a pretty lengthy Beis HaLevi. And the Beis HaLevi says, Umizaha galos, and from this type of galos, exile, meaning when Esav will be our friends. By the way, this relates to Hanukkah, because the galos of Hanukkah, the Yavanim, was not the galos of they want to kill us, the Hitlers, Yimach Shemar, Hamas, Paro, Haman. It was the other kind of galos, Hatzilenea Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav, Ki Yarei Anochi Mipanav, says Yaakov Avinu, save me from my brother, save me from Esav. Why does he save from both? So basically, he says Miyad Achi means if he comes to treat me like he wants to be friends with me, that's even worse. I'm going to read it to you, the Beis HaLevi, than if he comes to kill me. And the Beis HaLevi says, okay, Rav Yashu Ber Salvechik Abrisk, Zuchusei Agin Aleinu, Umizaha Galus Nisiari Yaakov Avinu, Yoser Mi Yurasu Min Arishon. From this type of Galus, that Esav will want to be friends with him, he was more afraid than the kind if he would want to kill him. Ki teva ha'adam alul lahas lahachshal bo yoser, because the nature of man is that he's more likely to stumble in this type of galos, min harishon, than the first one. Ve'al kein hikdima betvilaso ve'omer hatzilenei miyad achi ve'archar kach amar miyad esav. The nature of man is that it's easier to stumble when they want to assimilate with us and they want us to adopt their ways than it is when they want to kill us. And so Yaakov was more afraid of assimilation with Esav than he was of Esav coming to kill him. And that's when he davens to Hashem, he says, Hatzilenei Miyada Achi comes first. Miyada Esav comes second, because Yaakov is more afraid that we will adopt Esav's ways. Ya'an ki birishon ein bo rak shibud gufani. Because in the first type of shibud, they can only enslave our bodies. But the second, who shibud b'shnehim b'ruchani v'gam b'gufani. But when they treat us like brothers, so we become enslaved both body and soul. And again, this is totally related to Chanukah and the Gaulus of the Yevanim. Tehare kol hatov sheyitenhu rak lehamivaser mehamitzvos v'nimtza maiva nafsho. Because any good that Esav does to us, as a brother, when they befriend us, as the Yevanim, is only so we could be mevater on the mitzvos. We will give up doing the mitzvos, and it's far, and you find that our souls will be lost. Again, this is much longer. Mamash one paragraph. And someone who doesn't want to take the good from them, someone who resists their culture, someone who says, you know, this really isn't for me. I realize that when Esav comes as my brother, it's really not good for me. Someone who does not desire this good and doesn't want to be close to the B'nai Esav in Galus, he will find himself in a very pressing situation, and he will find now that he's going to come enslaved both body and soul. V'zeh ha'enyan yia nimshach ad bias Mashiach b'mhera b'yameinu amen. And this will continue until the coming of Mashiach, may be immediately and in our days, amen. So that's really mamish one paragraph from this. One more page, my finger's not turning properly, of the Beis Halevi. So it's much longer, but that is one paragraph that I want to share with you. So Rabbi Bender kept referring to this Beis Halevi in the Shmuz, and he was relating it to the boys in terms of phones, cell phone technology, because if you saw the email that he sent out last week, in the email to the parents, he didn't refer to the Beis Halevi, but my son said he kept referring to it. Here we go. Rabbi Bender wrote, we have written about this multiple times. Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita from Yeshiva Darchei Torah. The greatest Lashon Hara vehicle ever created was the cell phone. I'm going to repeat that. The greatest Lashon Hara vehicle ever created was the cell phone and its various chat platforms in particular. So when he gave the shmooze, he was relating this to Chukas HaGoyim and how we have become like them. My son wrote in his shmooze notes, Rabbi Bender said he had a father sitting in his office, he couldn't get off his phone. Rabbi Bender said to the boys, he was telling the boys, but it's really obviously Mr. Haska for us as well, that we become like them. We need to get off our phones, talk to your children, talk to your spouse. What are we doing? Continues in the email. We believe there is no finer staff, excuse me, Limudot Kodesh or secular in any yeshiva today than ours. I personally believe that class chats on WhatsApp or any other platform should not exist at all, because our experience has proven that someone is inevitably going to type or say the meanest thing about a Rebbe, teacher, or principal, which will easily qualify as Lashon Hara, Hutzah, Shemra, or Rechidos. Some of you feel you cannot survive without class chats. This is an email from Rabbi Bender. In that case, if you must have a class group, we insist, bold letters, that the general studies teacher be a member of that chat. Zero exceptions. I recently spent a weekend at the Torah Umasorah convention, continues Rabbi Bender. The horror stories I heard about Lashon Hara thoughtlessly being shared about school staff members, quote, at the speed of light, are horrific. At the speed of light. That's how Lashon Hara travels today. Many teachers and rabbis in America have actually quit their positions because of, quote, the disgusting things being said behind their back. We will not tolerate this. Most importantly, you should know that your children have sensitive antenna. They can easily perceive the way you communicate about their mechanchim verbally or otherwise, and this is spiritual suicide. So again, in the Shmuz, you could see how he related to the boys in the Masifta about the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi, Mamash writes beferishly, Yaakov is afraid of this type of galus much more than of the other one, because this is spiritual suicide, it's spiritual death. The other one is gufani, but this is ruchani. I am sorry for the sharp tone of this email, but we invest tremendous energies and kochos to build the shleimus and midus of the children. The state of affairs is a stira, a contradiction to everything we teach. We cannot let the parents who continue to spread Lashon Hara have free reign. I hope this message is taken in the spirit which it is intended, with care and concern. coupled with gratitude for such a wonderful parent body. Excuse me. He concludes by saying, I ran to Ezra Pharmacy this morning to get my booster COVID shot. The lady told me she has never seen such Bali Midos as the Darchi boys. We want that to continue. We need you on board, Rabbi Yaakov Bender. So obviously this is very relevant to our class, just practically the Maisa. Just perhaps we could all use it as a muster for ourselves, whether you're in a class chat or not. Some of us may not be, some of you may not be on class chats, to really just think before you post and think before we speak, because like Rabbi Bender said, the horror stories I heard about Lashon are thoughtlessly being shared about school staff members at the speed of light are horrific. So it's funny, because when I was eating my breakfast this morning, I have different Sfarim and books that I learn and read during my meals. So I'm reading through slowly Generation to Generation by Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky. And this is Mamish, the last thing, literally, I read this morning when I was eating my breakfast before we came into class. And I thought it was so funny because I wasn't even planning to include this because I didn't even know it was in this book. But I knew I was going to start with Rabbi Bender and the Beis HaLevi. And then I just read this. So Rabbi Bender notes, not only is Lashon Hara being spread but at a rampant pace because of these chats, but also it's going at the speed of light. This is, I promise, this is the first, last thing I read this morning, okay? About like 9 o'clock. So this is Generation to Generation, Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky, Zichron Avracha. Although many, 1 second. Wait, was this the page? No. 1 second. No, wait. Yes, it is. Okay, here we go. It is. This was the page I wanted to be on. Okay. He tells the following Hasidic story that mother would always tell him. One brief story stands out in my memory. A king was once informed by his chief ministers that there had been a blight on the crops of that year. It also remembered me about next week's parasha coming up in Parah's dreams. There had been a blight on the crops that year, which had been so affected that anyone who would eat of the grain would become insane. But, said the minister, there is no need for us to worry, he said to the king. I have set aside enough grain from last year's harvest for both of us. It will last to the harvest of the following year. The king shook his head. No, he said, I will not give myself any special privileges other than those shared by my subjects. We will all eat of the same grain, the king continued. But here is what we shall do. You and I, meaning I the king and you the minister, will mark our forehead with an imprint. So that when we go insane, I will look at you and you will look at me and we will know. What does this mean? Says Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky, I cannot be certain what Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav intended with this story. What I derive from it, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, is that in an insane world, no one is immune. But sometimes sanity consists of recognizing that one is insane. So no one is immune to the galus in which we live, as Hatzileinu na miyad achi. And no one is immune anymore to the dangers and the usage of our devices. We're not immune. But sanity consists of recognizing that one is insane. So we need to stop and recognize when we have a problem. We need to stop and recognize when perhaps I am the culprit of chas v'shalom, a negative, or lashon hara, or motzi shema text. I do not know, says Rabbi Dr. Tversky, and this is unbelievable. This was published in 1985. So what should we say today, okay? Copyright 1985. I do not know whether the world was always as chaotic as it is now. So what should we say today? Almost 40 years later. I suspect that the enormous advances in technology, this is way before Rabbi Bender had to send an email about class chats. I suspect that the enormous advances in technology, while giving us many conveniences, have exacted an exorbitant price. So this is mamish, almost prophetic, because this is the days before computers and iPads and iWatches and cell phones were rampant. I suspect that the enormous advances in technology, while giving us many conveniences, have exacted an exorbitant price. 1 second. We don't have cottage cheese. We don't have cottage cheese. I'll make you eggs after. have exacted an exorbitant price. Sorry. Our ancestors lacking the means of rapid travel. Our ancestors lacked the means of rapid travel, and they lacked, quote, instantaneous communication. Undoubtedly lived more serene lives. Today we measure our lives in seconds, if not milliseconds. We risk our own lives as well as others by rushing through a yellow traffic light. Rahman al-Sun, you see it all the time. Prepared instant foods, microwave ovens, supersonic jets have eroded, if not completely eradicated, our tolerance for any delay. So today, those little blue checks have completely eradicated our tolerance for any sort of delay. We are under frequent pressure to meet deadlines of our own making. We have developed a lifestyle of rushing that is so pervasive that sometimes we rush without really knowing why we are doing so or what we are rushing for. During father's last illness, he calls him father in the book with capital F, Rabbi Dr. Tversky, and mother capital M. During father's last illness, I sat with him in his hospital room. He was looking out the window and watching the busy traffic and the throngs of pedestrians. Cars were weaving in and out, trying to gain a nonsensical advantage of 20 feet. Some screeched to a halt for pedestrians who were running across the street, dodging oncoming cars. Father turned to me and smiled, and he said, "A foolish world." Rabbunim of Pesiska, the great Rabbunim of Pesiska, once observed someone pacing to and fro. "Pardon me," he said to the man, "but I'm curious about something. I can understand why you went from here to there. Perhaps things are better there than here. I can also understand why you returned, because on arriving there, you realized things were really better there. What I cannot understand is why you went back again." So today, I'm sure it's been us sometimes, never mind seeing other people. You go to WhatsApp, and then you click the home screen, and then you go to voice, email, Gmail, and then you click the home screen, and then you go to iMessage, and then you click the home screen, and maybe you go to Signal, and then you click the home screen, and then you go to Yeshiva World News, and then you click the home screen, and then you do it all over again. What are we doing? What are we doing? We are often so caught up in the torrid pace that surrounds us, we do not realize how senseless some of our behavior is. Last sentence. We have become victims of a lifestyle which exacts so much from our systems that we fall victim to many diseases that are caused by stress, primarily the disease of Lashon Hara being one of them. We are so often caught up in the torrid pace that surrounds us, we do not realize how senseless some of our behavior is. We have become victims of a lifestyle which exacts so much from our systems that we fall victim to many diseases that are caused by stress. You know, it's funny, then we're going to go into the Gemara where I want to go to with you. Just last week, my husband came home. A few years ago, my brother, who I sometimes quote, my brother Rabbi Dov Fried, so he told me you shouldn't read a certain news website because it's really not, it's all Lashon Hara, you shouldn't read it. So I didn't read it for a little while, but then I thought it's just the Jewish news, so I went back to reading it. And then it's interesting, my husband came home last week from Shul, and he said, "Rabbi Willick said," they were talking about checking the Jewish news. You know, I try and take these upon myself where I say I'm not going to check the news. And I really, Baruch Hashem, do not. When I mean the news, I say just in Jewish news, I'm not wasting my time. Sometimes you need to know. Like yesterday, there was a terror attack. If they post the name for Refuah Shleima, Yimei Anochi B'Tzar, you have to daven. So that's so pasha to say you're never going to check the Jewish news, because unless you don't want to know anything that's going on in the Jewish world, okay, fine. But then my husband came home from Shul last week, and he said that Rabbi Willig said, you know, not that website. That website is only Lashon Hara. So I said to my husband, it's very interesting, because Dov told me a few years ago, Micha, don't check that website, it's all Lashon Hara. And he said, Rabbi Willig said, you know, that website's not that website, it's Lashon Hara. So I said to my husband, believe me, I'm not checking it anymore. And then a couple of days later, someone posted on one of the chats a link to an article on that website. And at first I looked at the title, it looked very interesting. And they said, no, Micha, you said you're not reading it anymore. And I didn't open it up. But we do have to realize how Lashon Hara is now literally at our fingertips all the time. And it serves many good purposes, like being able to listen to Shiur, like being able to connect on Zoom to a Shiur, like doing your banking, like checking in on a friend who's not well, like sharing Divrei Torah. So obviously there are many good purposes. And this isn't a cell-bashing Shiur at all, because that's not my mahalach. But we have to know that Lashon Hara can spread, like Rabbi Dr. Tversky says, and like Rabbi Meir Kolbender Shlita says, it can spread at lightning speed. Sometimes we don't even know where we're rushing to. All we know is that we're rushing to Rahman al-Islan, spread Votzi Shem, Raleitzonas, on Lashon Hara about another Jew, and we have to be very, very cognizant of it. Going back to the Beis HaLevi to conclude this part of Shir, and this is what Yaakov was much more afraid of. I read you the Lashon of the Beis HaLevi. Miyad Esav, I could handle it when he comes just for my body, but Miyad Achi, that's even worse. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi says, I didn't quote it to you, but the Beis HaLevi says that that's why Yaakov Avinu says, Yaakov was afraid and distressed. So Rashi says he was afraid he would kill others, and distressed he would be killed. Rashi says he was afraid he would be killed and afraid he might have to kill others. But the Beis HaLevi says different. The Beis HaLevi says he was afraid Esav would kill him. That was a source of pain, fear. And he was afraid Esav would want to befriend him. That was a source of distress. So it's different than Rashi. The Beis HaLevi says, what was the source of his fear and his distress? Fear that Esav would want to kill him. Distress that he will want to be friends with him. So when we look at the culture of the Ummah Sholem today, which includes the explosion of chats and instant messaging and online platforms and whatever they're called, social media, we have to be very, very careful not to go b'chukas ha'gayim. Even more than that, not to be over on mitzvos de'oraisa that are involved with this tool. Okay, now we go to the Gemara that I want to share with you. I'm not sure what I mean. I'm sure what that question means. Is it correct to separate from Kal Yisrael? No, it's definitely not correct to separate from Kal Yisrael. So it has to be, I don't understand that question. Okay, so the reason I want to go to the Gemara is because when I was preparing inside, you remember we've been talking about Onas Dvarim. Remember we spoke a few classes ago, you're not allowed to say, a donkey driver says to you, where can I get food for my animals? We learned this inside the Sefer. And you say, oh, go to so-and-so, they sell animal feed. And then that person gets there and they never sold animal feed in their life. You're not allowed to say to a ger, remember the deeds of your forefathers. You're not allowed to say to a chozer p'teshuva, remember when you used to eat pig and bacon fried cheese sandwiches. You're not allowed to say those things. You're not allowed to go into a store, we learned that, and say, oh, I'm interested in that price, in that item, and then walk out of the stores. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. You can stand in form. That's why I said after. Maybe your question preempted what I said. That's why I said, yeah. So I do check Yeshiva World News. I do want to know if there's a terror attack in Israel. I mean, there should never be. Chas Hashem. But obviously it's important to know certain aspects of the news. So there's a balance. You have to know. Don't check the websites that are Allah Shanhara, and don't feel the need to spread articles if they are negative about other people. Other people will find out the negative. You don't need to be the vehicle for spreading the negative. Trust me, the world will get hold of the news without us spreading what's negative. But if there's a name for davening, so you have to know that. We have to know the balance. Okay, so let's go. So we learned all these things. Oh, the last thing we learned last time also was, if Yisurim come upon a person, you shouldn't say, oh, it must be, you weren't good enough, your Amuna must be lacking. We learned all of these things last time. So then I was able, it took me quite a while, some research and investigation, so I was able to pinpoint, it really wasn't so hard, but I don't know, it just took me a roundabout route, to find where the Chavetz Chaim is actually quoting from. So the Chavetz Chaim is quoting at length here, in this Perek Yod Dalet, by Ona'as Dvarim, the Chavetz Chaim is quoting at length from the Gemara, and Bava Metzia Nun Ches Amar Bis. So that is what we are going to go to now, okay? So I'm going to screen share, prepare on my screen for you. Okay, so could you see it says here, Bava Metzia 58b. Okay, fine. So this is the Gemara. I have my art scroll here. I'm going to be sharing some art scroll footnotes as well. This is where the Chafetz Chaim is basing this parak on. So I thought it would be a good idea to go back to the source and see what the Gemara itself has to say. Okay, so first the Gemara begins by quoting the Mishnah. So what happens, there's always a Mishnah taught by the Tanaim, and then the Amoraim expounded upon and taught teachings based on the Mishnah. So we begin by quoting the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, here we go, Kishem Sha'ona. Kishem shona b'mikach umimkar, kach ona b'dvarim. Just like there is oppression when it comes to business, buying and selling. Mikach is to take an item, mimkar is to sell an item. Kach ona b'dvarim. There's also ona, oppression with words. Lo yomar lo b'kama chifet zah. You cannot say, how much does this cost? You go into a store and you say, it's not talking about Target, okay, where the employees have no vested interest in what you buy or don't buy, but you go into a small boutique shop from our Jewish-owned store on Central Avenue, and you say, Kamacha feitza, how much does this cost? Woohoo, eino rotza likach. And you know that you have no intention of buying. It's not like you might buy it if the price is reasonable. Then you're allowed to go into the store. That's how they make a sale. You try it on, you see if it looks good. You had intention to buy. This is eino rotza likach. You have no intention. You're window shopping, but you're doing it inside the store. Imhaya, so that's the first thing. And the Gemara is going to expand upon this. Imhaya bal teshuva, if he is a choser b'teshuva, a repentant, lo yomer lo, you're not allowed to say zachar, ma'asacha harishonim. These are all the halachos of onas dvarim, all things that fall under the category verbal oppression. You're not allowed to say, oh, remember what you used to do before you're from. Imhu ben gerim, if he is a child of converts, lo yomer lo, you can say Zachar ma'asev osecha. Remember how your forefathers used to behave. Why? Because the pasuk says Shemos chav bezis precious mishpatim v'ger lo sone v'lo sechatzenu. A ger, a convert, you may not oppress and you may not distress. Article translates that you may not wrong or oppress a ger. So I just want to see if there's anything. Yeah. Okay. So article footnote on the Mishnah says the term ona'a. Okay. Ona'a, as in onas dvarim. The term ona'a literally means, what does it literally mean? Defrauding or treating wrongfully. And this is the whole section here in Perek Yudal of the Chavetz Chaim. He's specifically doing a whole section on onas dvarim. So ona'a literally means defrauding or treating wrongfully. One commits ona'a when he wrongs another. Okay, so you defraud or treat wrongfully. How? There are two types of onah. Excuse me. One is onas mamon, which is monetary wronging. Or the other is onas dvarim, which is verbal wronging. Says the article parentheses, e.g., for example, insulting, embarrassing, or deceiving someone. Thus far, we have, says the article footnote, referring to the Gemara, we have discussed onah in business. Onah in business is overcharging or underpaying. That is price fraud. We translated onas mamon as price fraud, says the article, for the sake of clarity. Now the Mishnah discusses onas dvarim, verbal wronging, and now the Mishnah, as we saw, gives different examples of this type of onah. So we saw, can't say how much does this cost, you don't want to buy. You can't say to a repentant, remember when you used to be not religious, what you used to do. You can't say to the son of a convert, remember what your parents used to do. In terms of lo kama chifet zevahu einaro tzalikach, when you say to someone, how much does this cost, and you have no intention to buy it, art scroll footnote. One should not ask a merchant the price of his wares, giving the impression that he wants to make a purchase, if he actually has no intention of buying. The Meiri explains, why does this consist of onas dvarim? Now, this is a good question. You might think, based on the previous footnote that we just explained, that this would be onas mamon. Why is this onas dvarim? You understand the kasha? You went into a store. You give the impression that you want to buy that sweater. Then you walk out without buying the sweater. Shouldn't this be under onas mamon? Why is this under the category of onas dvarim, verbal oppression or verbal wrongdoing? So that's the Meiri's question. The answer is, having inquired about the price, the potential buyer, meaning you, the person who went into the store, will be too embarrassed to tell the merchant he never intended to buy the article in the first place. He will simply walk away from the item without saying anything. Perhaps the implication is it's not worth the asking price. When other buyers see or hear what has been done, the merchant might be forced to lower the price. He will suffer a monetary loss because of the would-be customer's behavior. Moreover, even if no other customer sees that what the would-be customer has done, the merchant suffers unnecessary trouble and anguish. So look at the power of words. In you saying, how much does this sweater cost? And then you saying, oh, forget it, or saying nothing and walk away. It's not considered onas mamon. The power of those words, when you knew you had no intention to buy. Again, if you have intention to buy and the sweater doesn't look good on you, or you had intention to buy and you find a pill on the sweater, then that's not what we're talking about here. But just the power of words makes us under the category of ona'as tevarim and not ona'as mamam. Very, very powerful. Okay? This in no way, says the Meiri, when it comes to the ger, the Baal Teshuvah, the repentant, this in no way is related to business transactions. Here he wrongs the person by embarrassing him. So reminding a repentant of how he used to behave falls under the category of ona'as tevarim because it's busha chima. You're embarrassing that person. Finally, I wanted to read you one thing about Tosfos. Tosfos on the Gemara says, Imhu ben Gerim, we're still on the Mishnah, okay? Imhu ben Gerim, if he is the son of converts. So Tosfos says on the Gemara, Hainu, zu af zu. Da afilu maise avos of eino lahazkir. Could you imagine this one after that one? So it's one thing that you're not allowed to say to him, oh, you're about to shuva. Remember when you used to go to McDonald's every morning before you became from, just 2 years ago. Can't say that. But afilu maase avos of, says Tosfos, eino lahazkir. Even the ways of his fathers, you can't. Now, is he responsible for his fathers? Why can't you say it's him? Oh, remember how your father used to behave? Remember what your father used to do? Even that, and a gear is not even considered related anymore to his father. So look at the power of how far Onas Devarim goes. You're not even allowed to mention the way of his fathers. Okay, so that was our school footnotes, quoting the Meiri amongst others, as well as the Tosfos. Now we go to the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain more in depth the teaching of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, here we go, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught on the Braisa. Now quoting the Pasuk from Sefer Vayikra, Lo sonu ish es amiso, a man may not oppress his fellow. One second. So the Pasuk is, I just want to quote the whole Pasuk for you. It's Vayikra 25:17. Oh, it tells you that on the screen. I didn't need to look so far. Here, you know what I could do actually? I have a better idea. Putting it on this side of the screen. Okay? Could you see over here? 25:17 from Vayikra? Yeah, thank you so much. So the Pasuk says in Vayikra 25:17, Parshas Bahar, Velo sonu ish es amiso, one man may not harm his fellow. The Yaresa me Elokecha, this is going to be a big part of the Gemara, so it's good you're seeing the Pasuk. This V'yaresa me Elokecha, you should fear God, is going to be a big part of the Gemara, expanding upon this Mishnah. Ki ani Hashem Elokecham, I am the Lord your God. So the Gemara quotes this Pasuk as proof, Lo sonu ish es amiso, going back to the Gemara over here, but onas dvarim hakasu medaber. We are spiritually talking about, says the Gemara, verbal, oh my gosh, I didn't mean to do that. We are certainly talking about verbal oppression. I'm over here in this paragraph, okay? Lo sonu isha samiso. Oh my gosh. Like you saw the pasuk on the other side of the screen. I'm not highlighting it, okay? I highlighted it before. That's where I'm up to. If I highlight it, it calls up other things on the screen that I don't want. Lo sonu isha samiso. A man may not oppress or harm his fellow. Bo nastvarim hakasu medaber. The pasuk is certainly talking about onastvarim. Ata omer bo nastvarim o enu ela bonas mamar. You might say, how do I know this mitzvah d'oraisa, this lav d'oraisa is onastvarim? Maybe it's referring to onas mamar. No, so the Gemara says, when the pasuk says, v'chitzim kuru mimcha la misacha, o kana miyar misacha, re onas mamar. No, the Gemara says, no, because four psukim earlier, look over here in Vayikra 25:14. The pasuk says, "V'chi simkru mimkar la'amisacho." When you sell property to your neighbor, okana miyad amisacho, or you buy something from the hand of your fellow, al tonu ish asachiv. One man may not afflict his other. So the Gemara says, no. In Parshas Bahar 25:14, that's talking about ona'as mamon, financial wrongdoing. Therefore, it can't be that this 25:17 in Vayikra is also talking about financial wrongdoing or oppression. That was already listed. Therefore, velo sonu ish asamiso must be speaking about ona'as dvarim, verbal oppression. Going back to the Gemara. So therefore, Amar ha ma'ani mekayim lo sonu isha samiso. So this is what I just told you. So therefore, what does it mean? One man may not afflict his fellow. But on astvarim, we must be talking about verbal wrongdoing. Okay? So now, let's continue. The Gemara says, ha kitzad. Remember, the Gemara is expanding upon the Mishnah, in Parakut Dalet of Sefer Kunchas Chodvas Hashmir under Onas Tvarim, this is actually the source of the Chavetz Chaim's teachings. Ha Ketzad. I also looked up the Shulchan Aruch and I looked up a different Gemara. I spent some time looking through all the sources, and this Shulchan Aruch also is similar. But since the Gemara is the source, as expanded upon the Mishnah, made the most sense to go to here. Ha Ketzad. What does this mean? How do we do this? Im haya bal teshuva al yomer lo zechar ma'asecha rishonim. If the guy is a bal teshuva, he's a repentant, you should not say, or remember your earlier deeds. Im haya ben gerim, if he is a son of converts, al yomer lo zechar ma'asecha v'secha, zechar ma'asei v'secha, if he is a son of a convert, do not say, remember the ways of your forefathers. Im haya ger ubal lomo Torah. Remember, I told you the story of the graph. The Rav Soloveitchik says the righteous convert who was executed in the town square on Shavuos, second day of Shavuos, the Vilna Gaon went to visit him in prison. So you remember, this is all quoted by the Chafetz Chaim in our chapter. Im haya ben gerim, so again, we're in Bava Metzia, if you join late, nun ches amad beis. If he was the child of converts and he came to learn Torah, you can't say, really? Pesh achal nevelos, we did a whole share of nevelos, a mouth that ate nevelos, utrefos and trefos, shekatsim v'ramasim, a mouth that ate unkosher, torn to shreds, disgusting, unslaughtered, insects, creeping things, ba'lomo Torah. That's the point. We had a whole shiur on Nevelos from Rabbi Zev Leff. Remember, Nevelos, says Rabbi Leff, is a empty shell because the soul has been taken. So too, Nivel Peh is when our words are empty shells, but there's no spirituality inside. So the mouth that ate all these disgusting abominations is coming to learn Torah. You're not allowed to say that. Shenemar Pri Hagvura. Torah was given from the mouth of Hashem, and now you think you're so holy after you ate all those disgusting things. So that's one thing that the Gemara teaches. Let me see if I want to tell you any footnotes on that. No. Okay, keep going. You know what? When you're up there, I can't see the time. 1 second. For now, I'm putting you back down here. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Im hayu yisurin ban alav. Let's say tragedies, afflictions fall upon him. So no one is immune. So we all know what it means that yisurin can come upon a person. Sometimes they're smaller, sometimes they're bigger. But we face a lot of yisurin in this world, personally and nationally. Terror attack yesterday. Im hayu chala im bain alav, if illnesses come upon him. Okay? Osho hayu mekaver es banav, or if you remember, we saw this on the Chafetz Chaim, or somebody, Rachman Hatzlan, buried his children. Al yamr lo kederch shamr lo chaver liyov. You should not say, like Eov's friend said to Eov, Eov suffered the worst multiple, non-stop, horrible tragedies that a person could imagine, one on top of another. So his friend said to him, oh, you must not be so religious. That's why this happened to you. Hello, yirascha kisalascha. Is not your fear of God your foolishness? Tikvascha v'tom darchecha, your hope and the purity of your ways. In other words, maybe if you would have had more amuna, maybe if you would have been a better person, this wouldn't have happened to you. Zacharna mihu naki avad. Do you remember anyone who was pure, anyone who was meritorious, who had so much suffering like you had? So the Gemara is saying you should not say those things. All of these halacha l'maisa fall under the category of ona'as devarim. Saying into a store, I want to buy that when you can't afford it. Saying to a convert, remember who you used to, your parents used to be. Saying to a Baal Teshuva, remember how you used to act. Saying to someone who's suffering or going through a hard time, putting blame on them and saying, you must not have enough Yerushalayim, you must not be religious enough, God's punishing you. This is all Onas Dvarim. Continuing. Im Hayu, did I want to tell you anything over there? No, not yet. I'm just saying if there are any footnotes that I... If, so this is donkey drivers, and they say, oh, you know, where could we buy produce? We need to buy feed, animal feed. Or today you could say, where could I fill up my car with gas? Lo yomar lahem, mechu etzo ploni, it's onas varim, say, oh yeah, go to so-and-so's house. Shehu mocher tvua, you can find a lot of animal feed, a lot of grain, a lot of produce. You want to get to the gas station, make two rights and a left, and go about the roundabout, or one more left, and there's a gas station. You're sending them on a wild goose chase. You know there's no gas station there. Don't tell him that's where you could buy feed for your animals if there's no feed for the animals there. But you know this guy never sold produce for animals in his life. Okay. I want to click it so you know where I'm up to, but every time I click it, it highlights sources that I don't want. Okay. So you're not allowed to do these things. They fall under the category of onas mamon. Oh, no! Onas dvarim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Af lo yitla einav alamika, here we go. Af lo yitla einav... Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af lo yitla einav alamikach, b'shah she'ein lo damim. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, your eyes should not be cast upon a purchase. You should, not a purchase, a potential purchase. You should look at that item in the store. At the time, she'ein lo damim, when he has no money to buy it. So it's so interesting that damim is money, but it's also blood, because a person exacts great sweat, blood, and tears to make parnasah, bezara pecha, toch halachim. It's not easy anymore, okay? Rabbi Yehuda, mer afim lo yitha einav, just a reminder of how amazing Lashon HaKodesh is. Af lo yitha einav al mikach b'shash ein lo davim. So Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to cast your eyes on that item at the time that you don't have money. Sharei hadavar musar l'leiv, because that matter is given over to the heart. V'chol davar hamusar l'leiv namar bo v'yareisim elokecha. Anything that is given over to the heart, it says you shall fear God. So I told you, that's why I'm happy you're seeing the pasuk. This whole, Gemara is based on the pasuk from Parshas Bahar. I told you later it's going to be relevant. A man shall not oppress his fellow. What does it then say? You should revere, you should fear God. Why does it say you should fear God after it tells me man may not afflict his fellow? So the Gemara says, Onas Dvarim is based on this pasuk. And now the Gemara explains to you why it says, V'yareisa me'elokecha, you should fear God. Says the Gemara, going back to this side of my screen, Shaharei hadavar musar l'leiv. You're the only one who knows if you deliberately misled or verbally oppressed that person. You could say, oh, I really thought the gas station was two right, one left, around, about another right. I wasn't trying to mislead him. Oh, maybe I thought the gas station was still there from 10 years ago. I didn't know they moved. Or you could say, oh no, I really thought that man sells produce for animals. I didn't know. Or I did have money in my wallet. I really did intend to buy the sweater. Once I saw it didn't look good on me, I wasn't going to buy it. But all those cases in your heart, you know you're lying. But you could look like a tzaddik in front of other people. I was just trying to give good advice. But Hashem knows if you are honest in your heart or not. And therefore, says the Gemara, Harei hadavar musar l'leiv. It's only in your heart, the truth. You know if it's onas dvarim, or if you honestly wanted to try the sweater. Let's say it was in your price range, and you really wanted to give it an honest shot, and it looked like it might match your skirt for Shabbos. Oh, l'maisa, it doesn't work out. Okay, but you could say, I meant it. It's not onas dvarim. So what does the pasuk say? So what does the Gemara say? V'chol davar hamusar l'leiv. Anything given over to the heart that other people don't know, that only you know in your heart of hearts, namar bavi yareisim elokecha. So then the pasuk says, be very cognizant that there is a God who knows, even if you think nobody else knows. This v'yareisim elokecha occurs a lot in Vayikra Perek Yates, Parshas Kedoshim as well, because mitzvos ben adam lechaveiro, that you could say, such as v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, ends with the pasuk ani Hashem, lo sikim v'lo sitars b'nei amecha, lifnei ivir lo sitei michshol. By all these things, you could say, I was being honest, I was being yashar, I was being a kosher yid, I wasn't intending to dupe him. I wasn't intending to trick him. V'yareisim elokecha, says the Gemara. Going on with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Gadol onas dvarim me'onas mamon. Onas dvarim. Oh, I wanted to tell you something on Rashi. 1 second before I go to that teaching, okay? I wanted to teach you Rashi. So I'm putting Rashi here on the screen. Could you see I called up Rashi in the Gemara? Yeah? Isn't Zoom cool? What did we do before? Okay, it's amazing. It's really really changed a lot of things for the positive. So that's why I'm saying the beginning of Shira does not throw yourself in the garbage. Michal is not going to do that. I don't think you should do that either. So I'm going to control what we post and what we type and what articles we share. Again, if something's Lashon Hara Motzi Shemra, even if it's you know, something that's said in the presence of three. We spent a few weeks on that. So everyone knows the news. Okay, do you have to be the one to spread the bad news? Do you have to be the one to spread the schmutz? I'm not talking about if you're trying to educate your children. That's mitzvah's chinuch. You need to sit down and talk to them. I don't mean that. But do you need to be the one to spread the bad news around the internet? There's going to be plenty of people spreading the Lashon Hara, the Motzi Shem, even if it's not considered Lashon Hara, because it's Ba'afik to Lisa. Why do you need to spread it? Everyone's going to know. You don't need to be, you know, the whistleblower, because someone else was already. So Rashi says, Shaharei davar hamusar l'leiv. Okay, I want to tell you the Rashi. I'll just tell you the article footnote first. Oh my gosh, is it 10 o'clock? Holy cow. The article footnote is, if a person had an innocent reason to say or do what he did, for example, he thought he was sending the donkey driver to someone who did sell grain. He thought he might actually buy the merchandise. Then his action is perfectly proper. So you are allowed to go to the store if you plan to spend money that day and buy a sweater and inquire about the price. You shouldn't think that's onas dvarim. then his action is perfectly proper. But if he does so disingenuously, then it constitutes ona'a. So Rashi says, and we're going to finish with this because I see the time. And that's why the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Bahar 25:17, you should revere, you should fear, you should see. The erase is also to see. That's Rosham Shaval Hirsch. Actually, that's to Devarim 25:17. That's so funny. Devarim 25:17 is about Amalek, Velo Yare Elokim, maybe 25:18. And this is Vayikra 25:17. Okay, cool. It's giving you a reason. Why does it say Yira? To fear God. Nakale, I asked my son what that means. Nakale, where did I write it down? I didn't write it down. He told me what it means, but I didn't write it down. I forgot to write it down, but he told me what it means. Okay, it doesn't matter. It does matter that I didn't write it down. But, I asked my son Shmuel last night, but we could still learn the Gemara. V'hachi kamar sherei kol dvarim halalu ein tovasan verasan musar lahakir ala lelibo shel osa. All these things are not, people can't recognize whether you meant for the good or the bad. It's not given over to people. It's only in the heart of the one who's acting. Hu yodea. He knows. Im la'akal la kalos. He knows if he intended to act honestly and proper or disingenuously and trickery. Hu yodea im la'akal oivadar. Ready? V'yacho hu lomer lo asisi kim latova. So he could say, no, I only meant for the good. Ha'yisi safra sheshachat fulim. I was sure that that guy has animal grain to sell. Oh, ha'yisi chafet siknos mikachza. Or I really did intend to buy this item. So these are matters that only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. And that's why it ends with the yaresim elokecha. And we see how careful we have to be. These are very real practical ideas. We will all meet people in life who are chozrim b'teshuvah. You might certainly meet people who are gerim. You might come from time to time to be shopping the street. You might meet someone, you probably will meet someone who's suffering in life, and you will certainly all have instance to post on chats different information that you should think before. Excuse me. Like the Beis Halevi says, what's more dangerous, miyad achi or miyad esav? Miyad achi chukas hagoyim, when they want to befriend us and we should all be like them and imitate their ways, that is more dangerous. And therefore, in his tefillah, Yaakov prefaced miyad achi to miyad esav, because that's what he was more afraid of. And the Beis Halevi says it's going to continue. Al bias kol tzadik bimher b'yameinu. Rabbi Yaakov ben der Shlita says that this relates very strongly to spreading information on public forums, because we are definitely over, says Rabbi Yaakov Bender, let us be sure as we come up to the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, and this was the enemy of Hanukkah and the Yavanim, that it not be us who is the bearer of bad news, bad tales, bad words, Rachmana Litzlan, at the expense of others and at the expense of our own neshama. So I thank you so much for joining, and we should have a week or 2 weeks so we meet again, a tremendous si'ata deshmaya, not just to learn this, but to implement our learning. Hashem, please help me, maybe you too, should be an Ali and a Shama for Tzvi Gershon ben Yovachana, love Hashem, and Zev Wolf ben Yeshaya, Aleim Hashalom, may both Neshamas of Elias and the Schus of the Torah have a wonderful day. Besuras Tovos Kol Tov. Thank you so much, everyone.